Hi, it's Angela.
Hey, it's Kim.
And this is Peggy.
And together we are
the Book Broads.
Today we're talking about Word on the Street, in Vancouver particularly. We love Word on the Street. I've been involved since 1996, year two here in Vancouver. It is a national festival that happens in other cities, and we are very excited because for the first time since I've been around anyway, we are speaking as the Book Broads. We're very excited.
And we look really hot in our photos in
the brochure. Because really that's key.
Well, yes. We have to thank Wendy D for that. She made us look like a million bucks.
Yay, Wendy D. Well, our talk, we're going to be talking in the Peter Kay room at 1:45, and we will be talking Build It and They Will Come. Nah. We're going to be talking a little bit about when you're published, things you can do for your social media, publicity, ebooks, various things like that. So I don't know how we're going to do it in 45 minutes, quite honestly.
Yeah, well, we can't tell the whole story in 45 minutes, but we can get some really hot tips in 45 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. But they got to shut us up. Get that hook and drag us off.
Don't put a nickel in us, really.
No, it'll be great. And it'll be great.
Fun.
We should
mention
that it's on Sunday, September 26th, down at Library Square. Mm-hmm. And we understand that these writer talks that have happened in the Peter Kay room in past years have had people lining up in advance to get a spot in the room for the actual talk. So if you do want to hear us speak, please come on down a bit early because we'd love to see you.
Yep. The other big thing that people should be aware of is that it is free.
Yes.
Free is key.
Well, it is key, but you also should bring some cash to buy some books on the street.
There's a lot of books. My first year was last year with you guys. I'd never been to Word on the Street before, and I was blown away. And you were telling me it wasn't quite as big as it had been in previous years, but it sounds like it's rebounded really nicely. And this is a very full brochure, actually, that we're looking at here. There's tons of talks, really good information.
Well, there's a little bit of everything in here. Like,
there
they'll
is.
Be talking about marketing. They're going to be talking about poetry. They'll have kids sections. They're going to have the French sections, magazine sections, a variety of things. And that's what's really exciting.
Illustrators and artists on the street.
I was really shocked that they were able to do all of that in one event and only on one day.
Yeah.
They jam a lot into one day. And they have the at-a-glance schedule there in the middle that Kim was just looking at, so you can compare what sessions you want to go to. But we are, of course, at 1:45 p.m. on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a one-day festival. So,
and those that don't have the physical brochure can go to www.thewordonthestreet.ca/Vancouver.
Thewordonthestreet.ca/Vancouver. Okay,
because if you're in Toronto, you can go to the Toronto one. I've been to that one, and that one's a hoot, too. So.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun. So.
And we're hoping to, during our time there, to be speaking with some authors and recording some additional podcasting material. Talking to authors there about their experience publishing or being published as an author. The other thing that's nice about this festival that was interesting to me, too, is that it's not just for writers, it's for readers. And
very much
a lot
so.
Of material for children. I hadn't expected that. To me, it sounded like it was more of a writer's thing, but it's definitely very much a reader's thing as well.
It's a community thing. It
really
totally
is.
Couples come, individuals come, families bring their kids, young and old. You'll see preschoolers there. You'll see school-age kids. You'll see teens hanging out.
Yeah.
Would-be writers who are just starting university. All those sorts of folks are there. And there really is something for everyone, from mainstream fiction to niche poetry to, the word Under the Street. That's a fun part in my mind, where there are things happening with graphic novels and comic artists, and all of that is part of the word. It really is about
the comics are nuts going down that
room.
Eh?
Well, it's hard to get in. It's so fabulous.
Yeah. And Word Under the Street refers to the stuff that's in the underground rooms. Does it not?
Well, it is. And the other benefit is it's close to the washroom. So if you really need to come in, go to the washroom, come down, have a visit. It's great, really.
But people should line up early, definitely, to get into any of the talks. I'm sure that there will be a modest lineup for hours, but definitely for any of the talks, people should be prepared to line up.
So. In fact, we've been going Word on the Street for so many years, Kim. Let's do another podcast talking about our tips and tricks to get people through the day having lots of fun.
Ooh, I want to hear that.
And for the neophytes like Peggy, we'll get them through the day having a grand old time.
Absolutely.
So we should sign off for now. This is Angela.
It's Kim.
And this is Peggy.
We're the Book Broads at www.thebookbroads.com.
See everybody later.
Bye.